Hello, my name is Matt Wilson, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today as we journey through the season of Advent and our devotional guide. Today is Monday, January 5th. Right now, we're focusing our attention on the promise that Christ is risen as we ponder the truth of Christ's resurrection and how that resurrection changes everything for us. Today, I'll be reading from the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 15 through 23, and offering my devotional thoughts on the passage. I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. Let us read together, remembering that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers that the God of our Lord Jesus, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know that what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his great might, that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him his head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Today's devotion is titled, Eyes to See Hope. In this letter to the church of Ephesus, Paul pauses to pray that the eyes of their hearts will be enlightened. He wants us to understand the hope to which we've been called, the riches of God's inheritance in his people, and the immeasurable greatness of his power toward those who believe. This passage calls us to slow down and see beyond our present circumstances. Paul isn't offering motivational words or vague encouragement. He's pointing to something real and rooted in history, that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. The resurrection is the foundation of our future. Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. This is the hope that we live for and the power we live by. Paul's prayer reminds us that our hope isn't wishful thinking. Is anchored in a risen and reigning Christ. Jesus is not simply a figure in our memories. He is far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. During Advent, we wait. We remember Christ's first coming, and we long for his return. But we do not wait as those in the dark. We wait with eyes open, enlightened by the Spirit, trusting in the same power that raised Christ from the grave. That power is at work in all of us, even when we can't feel it or see it. So, as we move through this season of anticipation, Paul's prayer can be our own. Lord, open the eyes of our heart. Help us to see the hope we've been called to, the riches of being yours, and the power that is already at work in our lives because Christ is alive. May this Advent awaken us. Not just with the story of Christ's birth, but to the full gospel that Paul clung to and proclaimed, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Let us pray. Father, open the eyes of our hearts, just as Paul prayed for the believers of Ephesus. Let us see you more clearly and know you more deeply. Fill us with the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that our faith is not built on only what we've heard, but on what we truly know of you. Teach us to see the hope in which you have called us, the unshakable confidence that we belong to you, that our future is secure in Christ, and that even now you are working all things together for your glory and our good. Help us to grasp the richness of our inheritance among the saints, the immeasurable worth of being your people, chosen, redeemed, and loved beyond measure. And Father, open our hearts to the power that is already at work in us, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead and seated him at your right hand in the heavenly realms. Remind us that this power is not distant or future, it is present, transforming us day by day. Lord Jesus, you are above every rule, authority, and name that can be named, both now and forever. Teach us to live in the light of that truth, walking with confidence, humility, and hope. Let your fullness dwell in us, that our lives may reflect the one who fills all in all. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.